Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. Now, your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
Folks, thanks for joining me. Another show, Real Estate Realities, kicking off here. If it's your first time tuning in, Justin Hermes, the property group located at 305 South Cascade. We just opened up. It's fantastic. It's good stuff. I'm actually going to ask you, the radio listener, some stuff today. I want to get your opinion. As I launch my new company, I want to ask you guys what you'd like to see out of a company when it comes to real estate. Get your opinion. It's always good to take a pulse on what you're thinking. So without any further ado, we're going to go the good, the bad. The good is they shot down the rent control liftoff. What I mean by that is that the state level, they have a ban on rent control right now, and they were trying to lift that ban. So each municipality would have the decision of whether or not they wanted to imply rent control. And so they voted that down. And a large portion of that is the success is because Governor Polis actually was against it. And so he pushed a lot of the Democrats against approving that lift on the rent control ban at the state level. So it ain't all bad, folks. We're hanging on here in Colorado Springs. The good is that. It's that simple. The bad is I'm looking here and out there, Colorado just said, I'm going to read you the article. It's ridiculous here. Let's see if I can get it pulled up. You know, technology is not always my friend. A recent report from Stacker took a drive commute time. They did a whole toll on Colorado. And people say, you know, Colorado Springs is known for being laid back, not having issues with traffic. But they said, while Olympic City, USA is known for more laid back nature compared to the hustle and bustle of Mile High, the city Colorado Springs residents were determined to spend more time commuting to work than those in any other city in Colorado. They said Colorado Springs residents commute to work spend 33 minutes on average commuting each way, ranking 135th nationally. But it's worth noting that 27% of workers only commute less than 15% each way. But this is the part that's rough is that, you know, Denver residents are at an average of 25 minutes commuting each way, and the national average is 27, and so we're sitting at 33 minutes. What is going on? It's ridiculous. So, you know, we got the mayor runoff, all this stuff, new city council members. Get on the horn. Talk to your city council members, county commissioners. A lot of this is because we just don't have a good east to west highway in this town. We just do not. And it's got to happen. We got to get better infrastructure. We got to start playing offense when it comes to that, because that's a bad right there, folks. We can't have this stuff in the news. Colorado Springs having issues with commuting. So you got it. The good, the bad. Right here from Justin Hermes on Real Estate Realities. Questions over the break, feel free to give me a call. 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. We'll be right back.
Are you ready for a good day?
Still don't know what I was waiting for. And my time was running wild, a million dead-end streets, and every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet.
We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
To be a different man, time may change me, but I can't trace time.
All right, folks, welcome back in. I was talking with Matt. I got the hiccups here. I don't think I've ever had the hiccups on the show. So if you think I'm a little down, I'm just trying to get the hiccup under control here. It's kind of ridiculous, but I want to talk to you guys. I'm launching this new real estate company called The Property Group right down in downtown Colorado Springs, 305 South Cascade. We're doing property management. We're helping people buy, sell, helping people invest. And, you know, I really wanted to do this because I want a company that has the mission statement and the drive of, hey, we're helping people hold real estate 15 15, 20 years. And overall, that's just not REMAX's deal. It's more help you buy, sell, find your dream home, this, that. We want to help you find a home you love. But ultimately, I want to have a company that has the mission of helping people create long-term wealth through real estate. And that's the Property Group. That's why I came up with the name. It's All Things Property. And we hired on Jason Shireman as well, local firefighter who just retired, former Navy diver. Rescue diver, heck of a guy. I've helped him buy 3 investment properties over the years, so he knows it. He knows the game. And he's coming on board because I've been turning down property management over the last year. Some of you may know we want to keep quality control, and we're sitting at about 150 properties, and we just couldn't take any more on. So we're hiring Jason. We're going to be open to taking 50 more properties on. When we get to that number 200, we'll shut it back down because we want to keep quality control. Shoot, we've had one eviction in the 8 years I've been in the business, since because of Stephanie Sherry. The ability to have total quality control over our tenants, the properties we manage, goes to the success. That is the secret sauce. It's not a company that manages 400 or 500 where you get lost in the shuffle. So if you need property management, give us a call, 719-232-1063, 232-1063. Our doors are back open as far as that goes. We got a great space down there. Churchill Mortgage is going to be in the office with us. We did purchase the building, so we're planning a permanent flag right down there in Colorado Springs, just east of the new Olympic Museum. Great location, just south of the courthouse, 305 South Cascade. Stop by, say hello, stop in, grab a soda, grab a coffee. And it's very exciting. And I tell people, you know, we're buying investments right now. There's some people who are scared, and I'm going, I'm right there with you. I'm purchasing investment property. I'm purchasing commercial building, you know. So if you think it's a bad time to buy, no, I've told you this. You have to be super careful where you're buying and be sensitive to that, because we're in such a fluctuation of the economy. But it's certainly not a blanket do not buy right now. We've found some great deals over the last month or so. So I want to know from you, because real estate here has been pretty standard, right? And throughout the nation, it's standard. You got a 6% selling fee that goes to the seller, 3% goes to the buyer's agent, 3% is retained by the listing agent. And those can be negotiable, right? All commissions are negotiable. That's kind of what we're seeing across the board when you look at what homes are marketed for and what they're offering for a commission to the buyer's agent and what the listing agent retains. And so property management is more 10% a month, and then there's different leasing fees that get thrown in there. But I want to know from you, the consumer, I kind of been thinking about some different stuff this week, going, why not with real estate? You know, say I list a house at $500,000, for example. If I get $500,000 for my seller, why not, you know, get the full six, right? But then let's say, you know, I don't get $500,000 and we go down to $475,000 and that's the sell price. Why isn't my commission possibly lower? If I'm not getting more for my seller and exceeding expectations, I should partake in the drop in income, should be participating with, you know, the real estate broker and the seller. So these are all early on things I'm just brainstorming in my head. I haven't implemented any of them yet, but I wanted to share with you, the radio listener, it's an interesting concept. And if we get over asking price, maybe the commission increases. Maybe it's a sliding scale. Something I've really been chewing on lately. So I want to hear from you, the radio listener, your thought on this variable commission and how it's adjusted upon what you earn. You know, why isn't the income adjusted for your agent on how well you do with a sales price? Food for thought. Chew on it. Let me know. 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. And then we could even go into property management and say, hey, should we implement a deal where my property management fee increases to, you know, an 11 or 12%. And in that turn, we do a guarantee on rent, where if rent's delayed or if we have a vacancy, that we're going to continue paying you your monthly rent. You know, some rent protection, right? Higher fees, but rent protection, almost like a home warranty, but putting it in play for real estate. So some of these ideas, I'm not saying I'm going to implement them. Some of them may not work, but you kind of look at it and go, hey, how should we possibly look at changing things? Because real estate has been pretty much the same for a long time now. And I start to think, is that a bad thing? Is it a good thing? You know, no, but it's room for conversation. And so that's what I want to talk with you, the radio listener, about. What would you like to see done differently in the real estate market as far as commissions go? Usually that's a hot topic. But also the marketing of it, marketing, things that are done differently, and websites and things that you've seen where you're like, you know, I think this could be done so much better. You see it from the consumer side, and we want to get better. The Property Group wants to be the best. That's what I'm in the business for. We want to make sure we do the best we can for the consumers. We exceed expectations. And if I don't talk with you, the radio listener, I've worked with so many of you, and say, hey, can you please help me get better? Tell me what you want to see done better in real estate industry as a whole, what you want to see done better as far as possibly purchasing side, selling side, commissions, marketing, showings, all that stuff is so valuable. And so reach out to me, 719-232-1063. And if you haven't tuned into the show before, I'm just telling you, the passive income through real estate is so crucial. It's so important, especially in today's world, because we live in a world where currency is changing, inflation is rampant, and you just can't even guess what they're doing at the national level anymore. I mean, this whole thing that they rolled out that's in effect now of have worse credit score, better interest rate is something you go, they would never do that. That's so weird. But you have to be able to play defense and be great at it, right? And that's the thing people don't understand is owning properties in real estate isn't all sunshine and pick and roses. A lot of it is, hey, how do I play defense? Figure out how to keep my investment, how to keep renters in, how to combat the new bills coming out of the state level, right, that are becoming more tenant-friendly. How do we combat these things? Because I was talking with one of my mentors there today. I said, it's not about, hey, you know, oh my gosh, doom and gloom. It's just, hey, we're going to have to work maybe 10 times harder to be successful. I'm okay with that. We've had a lot of great deals come through with real estate. We've a lot of great things we've benefited from through real estate. Making money while you sleep, you can't beat it. And sometimes there's moments where the money's just coming in, you're drinking out of a fire hose and it's great, but you get into times where you're going, geez, this is getting tougher. We need to be good at playing defense. And that's, if you take anything away from today's show, if you own investment properties, you need to make sure that you are being creative. You're figuring out different angles, different approaches, because you cannot sit there and think that things aren't going to change and it's going to be rosy and you're not going to have vacancies. You're not going to see rent level off, right? These are all things that are happening. I have to be ready to combat them. And that's why with this new company, I'm going, how can we combat them? Can we do a guaranteed rent? Can we do some stuff that makes our consumers feel, okay, we have some protection? Can we vary, you know, the commission spread when you buy and sell? And should we even do something? This is totally crazy, but should we implement something that says, hey, listen, we're going to partner with a company and we're going to offer you insurance on your home, insurance of value, right? You may say, hey, my house is worth, you know, $400,000. And we're going to go in and say, well, you know, we're willing to offer you a guaranteed $350,000 for the rest of your life. It's almost like a life insurance policy, but then gear it towards real estate and say, here's the deal. The only catch is you're going to have to list with us when you sell. Yeah, we're going to get business out of it. We're taking a risk and there's going to be an initiation fee to it. But should we offer a service that says, hey, here's the deal. We know your retirement's sitting in your house and you may have it paid off. You're worried. What if, you know, the sky starts falling and things get really bad and your property dips all the way to $300,000? Well, then there's a risk for us stepping into it, right? But then the benefit to you is, hey, we're going to say, we're going to offer you a guarantee at $350,000. We may try to sell it for $350,000. If we can't, then we have to come in, purchase the property from you because we're saying this is the type of insurance we're offering, you know, home value insurance. And in turn, like I said, what do we get out of it? We get to have a guaranteed listing when you're ready to sell. And if it's worth $450,000, great, we sell it. But if stuff hits the fan, then you got a safety net out of your greatest asset, which is real estate. So these are ideas I want to share with you, the radio listener. If you're going, Justin, that is great. We'd sign up for that. If someone give us a guaranteed floor on our property, everyone loves talking about ceilings and how much stuff's increasing. But if you say, we're going to offer a guaranteed floor here where things get bad, we're not going to let it get any worse, you know, and protect your value. If that's something you're going, that is a great service, I would love to see that offered here in the Pikes Peak region. We'll step up. We'll find a way to make it happen, right? I mean, these are the things I want to make sure we talk with you and we start offering services that are going to help improve the real estate experience and your comfortability investing in real estate. So I hiccup through the whole first segment. Unbelievable. I haven't had the hiccups in so long, but geez, oh, Pete, they'll pass. I'm slamming water as much as I can. We weren't supposed to have Austin Darby on, but I called him in, emergency call-in, because we were dealing with insurance on my house. I'm going to tell you the story. I was so ticked off about the rate and how high it was for the last 2 weeks. And then Austin stepped in and said, hey, I have a new company. And he worked some magic and dropped it $1,200. And I've been frustrated with insurance lately. And so has he, because the, you know, the deal of everything just increasing in price is ridiculous. And then most a lot of you got your tax bill too. So that was probably fun. You got a tax bill this week, huh? And what, your property, new property taxes? Well, if you want help with that, call me at 719-232-1063. I dispute mine every year. Very successful in doing so. A lot of people don't know that. You can dispute your property tax bill and a lot of the time get your taxes lowered. So ways to save money, but I wanted to get insurance on here ASAP because this new company is a game changer. You're listening to Justin Hermes, Real Estate Reality, 719-232-1063. We are going to be in with Austin Darby right after the break.
rock and rollers.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now here's Justin Hermes.
All right, folks, welcome back in Real Estate Realities. And I, you know, pulled Austin in from the bullpen. I thought we were going to be able to roll this week without a guest, but I was so ticked off and frustrated. I was crying like a baby, banging my fist over this insurance for my house I'm moving into. And Austin we were sitting around $3,000. I was just so darn frustrated. And Austin just got it down with his new company to like $2,000. And I said, dude, we need to have you in tomorrow because we need to talk about what's going on, what this new company can offer, and why the radio listeners need to know. So, Austin, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me, Jesse.
You got it, man. So real quick, before we get started, folks, Austin's show sponsor, he makes it happen. If you have questions about your insurance, you have to call him. He's going to beat your rate. He's going to offer you better service. And his phone number is 719-464-4705. That's 464-4705. You can call or text him throughout the show. He will answer. Austin, tell us a little bit about what's going on, why we're seeing these high rates, and what you're doing about it.
Yeah, so I mean, basically, Colorado's the number three increase in the entire United States. It's a little bit baffling that, you know, our state tends to follow the trends of California and New York, and hopefully that's the only place where we follow them is in our pricing. But basically what's going on is, you know, they're blaming inflation and they're blaming fires. You know, you got a lot of that going on in Colorado in general. We've always had hail, but they're taking every opportunity they can to increase profit and try to, you know, basically get back to even in Colorado. You know, we had the Boulder fires, we had the Waldo Canyon fires, we've had, you know, in the last 10 years, quite a few fires that people had a lot of total losses on. And, you know, you learn a lot of things from that. Are you insured properly? All these kinds of things. But the main thing we're talking about here is the rates. And, you know, we saw a 23% increase this year across the board, which is just way, it's double what we're used to. I mean, we're normally looking at 8 to 12% per year in increase, and we're up at 23% in Colorado. It's actually over 27% on the home front. So 23% across all lines of insurance, 27% when it comes to home. I mean, you're almost at a third of your rate increase, you know, this year in 2023. And every company is doing it like we talked about. I mean, I quoted you through every company that I have. And just so happens that that's what you're talking about. You know, it's when you have a good agent or when you have an independent company that's staying with the times. And luckily with Main Street, we are, you know, when these new companies are coming out, we're giving them a chance. And if they're no good, you know, we drop them and we just kind of are testing out the markets to see who's going to be the best. But we had this new company called Branch that is doing really well in Colorado on home product. I've signed 5 in the past week with Branch, and they were about $500 to $1,000 cheaper than everyone else in the market. So it's just knowing your agent. That's the big thing here is know your agent and make sure that they're going to give you options, and it's not just the same old thing over and over.
Yeah, and I tell you what, it was a big difference, Austin, because I was sitting at $3,000, and to get down to $2,000, I mean, folks who listen go, well, I don't want, you know, save $100. You know, you could be saving $1,000.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. I mean, I had another guy, same thing. He was super happy. He's like, you know, I've been with USAA for this long. And I said, you know what? USAA is a great company. I'm not going to badmouth them. I've never heard a customer talk bad hardly about USAA. But he goes, well, but I'm paying $4,600 a year. We got him down to $2,200. And I'm like, well, do you like someone enough to pay $2,600 more per year? I don't think I like anything more enough to pay that much. I mean, I like a Chipotle burrito, but I'm not going to pay $1,000 for it when I can go to Qdoba for $10.
You know? Exactly. And you get the free guacamole.
Oh, yeah, and queso, you know, it all comes with. That's what it is. That's really what it is. And people are starting to realize that, you know, all these companies are good companies. There's not a single one that we write that's not an A-plus preferred company. I mean, we don't write, you know, some Joe Schmo you don't hear, but they're all
solid. Yeah, well, see,
companies.
And that's the thing, Austin. When I got Branch Insurance, you know, I trust you, so I just go, whatever. But radio listener may go, what the heck happens when I get a claim, and who are they, and what are they going to pay out, you know?
Yeah, and that's exactly it. And what people have to realize is everyone's so sue happy these days, they can't afford to not pay out. If they don't pay out a couple people, they get sued, they're out of business. You know, that's where these companies come in, and they realize they have to pay out. They have to take care of their customers, or they're not going to stay afloat. You know, if these companies want to come in and compete with a State Farm, a Nationwide, a Liberty Mutual, a Safeco, they've got to be able to, you know, show that, hey, we want customer satisfaction. We're not only offering the best price. And I think that's so far what I've seen with Branch is they're coming in with great pricing, and it seems to be a great product. I mean, their coverage is fantastic, and I've just had great experience with their customer service. And on the claim side of things, I haven't heard a bad thing yet. So, I mean, you know, we're very hopeful that they're one of those companies that's going to stick it out, and they're going to, you know, beat these big companies, and those big companies are going to lose money, which is fine. They can afford to lose it, obviously. That's why they're paying Peyton Manning and, you know, LeBron James do their advertisements. That's why you know those companies, because they pay Michael Jordan to eat a hamburger and tell you about how good his insurance is. That's the only reason you know State Farm and Allstate and how many hands you're in and, you know, whatever. We're on your side. You're in good hands. All these, you know, clever jingles they come up with. How do you think they have all that money to make all those advertisements? That's why
exactly,
because they're taking so much money from you.
Exactly. And you said it's like you guys only have companies that are A-plus rated, right?
Exactly. We only write A-plus rated companies unless you can't. So we also have non-standard markets, which, you know, that's a whole different conversation. But for the average listener right now, if you're a homeowner, you're not going to be in a non-standard market. So we write everybody with the A-plus.
What's a non-standard market?
Non-standard market is when someone has, you know, 3+ claims, they file bankruptcy, they have a DUI, you know, those kind of things. So normally it's not happening in the home market. The only time it happens in the home market is when people have more than 3 claims in a 3-year span. So that's the only time we get into non-standard, and we have those too, but they're still A-plus rated. So that's the thing. I mean, you're really looking at those companies.
And you probably got a problem. You're doing something wrong if you're pulling 3 claims. In that
exactly. You got to listen to your insurance guy on whether or not you should make claims on certain things like that. That's another thing.
Yeah, we've done a whole show about that before.
Yeah, exactly.
You know why you shouldn't be calling insurance. People just call the adjusters out to the house before they call a roofer, and then hits against their claim.
Exactly. Yeah, get your adjuster out first, get an estimate, and realize if it's worth it to get $1,000 from the insurance company.
You mean opposite there. You said get your adjuster out first. You mean the roofer.
Yeah. That's what I meant. Sorry. Get your roofer, get, you know, your contractor out, get an appraisal first, not your adjuster. But yeah, once again, I'm going to shoot up the phone number, 719-464-4705. I think the biggest takeaway from this right now is that what we have right now is a lot of prices going up and up and up and up, and they're just going to continue to go up. You know, inflation is boosting everything through the roof. You got to save money on your insurance. And like I said, don't be scared, like you said, Justin, of a company that you've never heard of, because the only reason you're hearing of these big name companies is because they're making so much money, they can afford to hire these big stars and athletes to do jingles on TV. Don't be afraid if you haven't heard of them. That just means they're not taking all your money and paying Peyton Manning and LeBron James to do a commercial.
Yeah, there you go. It's a false sense of security is what I call it. And I want to thank you, Austin, taking the time to come on, because I know it's not your normal time slot, but I had to get you on because last night when you got me the news, I was like, hey, like, I need to get this out to my radio listeners, because if you got a new company and now you're saying, hey, like, we found a way, it's like I just talked about the segment before. It's like, it's not that we won't succeed. It's just we may have to work 10 times harder to succeed in the real estate market the way it is right now, or being a property manager, than we did before. And it kind of sounds like you're seeing the same in insurance.
Yeah, it's the same thing, and that's kind of what you and I have talked about. I joked with you about house prices because, you know, everything's, you know, gone up. I mean, the Fed just raised the interest rates again. So, I mean, interest rates are up, housing prices are up. In the end, we're all going to win if we do our due diligence and take care of our P's and Q's.
Yeah, and you're going to have to just work harder, and that's all it is. But you guys sound like you're working harder. You got another company in, Branch, who's willing to combat these high prices.
Exactly. So we're not going to stop. We're going to, you know, keep picking up these smaller companies that maybe don't have a huge name, but they've got great prices and great customer service. What more do you need? I mean, that's what we are. You and I are not big, giant names. You know, we're guys that started our own businesses, and we're out there to work hard and help our clients and help our customers and everybody stays happy.
Yeah, and folks, when you get a claim too, you can go talk with Austin. You can text him. You're not calling a 1-800 number. It's a white glove service with more affordable pricing. So it's a no-brainer. Call Austin at 719-464-4705. That's 464-4705. It's going to be one of the best decisions you make all year.
Yeah, I really appreciate that, Justin. And like I said, you know, we're going to continue to go to bat for you, make sure you're saving money, but you're also well-protected. You're protecting your assets.
Great. Thanks, Austin. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Yeah, thanks so much, Justin. Thanks for having me on again.
You got it. Right, folks, they're showing the books. Remember, most important thing, use the gifts God has given you, bless someone else, and live with gratitude. Don't be negative. Find the joy in life and bring it to those around you. We'll be right back here next Sunday at 10:30 and again at 1 as we talk about how to find deals with untapped equity and how do you take advantage of it. Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities, 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. Enjoy your Sunday.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.